thought this morning is the same mind. And as I was thinking, Lord brought an example to my mind. I remember, let me say this. The same is resembling or conforming in every relative or relative respect, corresponding so closely as to be indistinguishable. Yes. So it's clear and it's plain, something that is exactly the same. Remember growing up, maybe some of you played this game, maybe some of the children still play this game today. There's a game that is called the memory game. And what you do is you have to match two different cards, don't you? And it's usually, it's pretty easy to know when you have a match, right? If you're playing that game and somebody turns over two cards that are completely different, you're not going to be able to convince everybody else that you're playing with that they're the same card, because they're going to look different. But when you find that match, you know, oh, these are the same. So then you're able to collect that and you go and you do that. So it's something that is so closely the same that you don't recognize a difference. I'd like to begin in Philippians, the second chapter, starting at verse 1, reading down through verse 5. We made reference to this verse the last time I ministered, and by the help of the Lord, want to expound on this thought this morning. Philippians, the second chapter, and the first through the fifth verse.
If there be therefore any consolation
in Christ,
if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit,
if any bowels of mercy,
fulfill ye my joy,
that ye be like-minded,
having the same love,
being of one accord,
of one mind.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Look not every man on his own things,
but every man also on the things of others.
Let this mind be in you,
which was also in Christ Jesus.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
That's our foundation scripture this morning. But I'd like to touch base on some of these things as it leads into this specific verse. There's some of the things that are referenced here of things that have to do with having the same mind that Jesus Christ had. And it's mentioned here in the verse. It says, If there therefore be any consolation, any comfort of love, any fellowship of spirit, any bowels of mercy. And just thinking about how the foundation of salvation is love. It's all based on that. And it's something that God extended to us, and it's up to us to extend to one another. So having the same mind that Jesus Christ had starts with love. It's the love that I have for God in reciprocating His love for me, and the love that I have for my fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. And it says here, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having that same love, in one mind and in one accord, it said. It says here, I think about that one mind. I'm reminded of the verse of song that we sing from time to time. It's number 230, One in Christ. And the first verse, it says, as sweet strains of heavenly music, a blend in one harmonious sound, so the members of Christ's body in blessed unity are found. A one in mind and one in spirit, a one in doctrine, faith, and love, one in name, O precious union, like the angel hosts above. So that's something that we can have that. We can be of the same mind. We can have the same mind that Jesus had, and it unites us all together in one. You think about it as like it's not just mute when music is harmonized together. It's something beautiful about it. When it comes together in the way that the composer when they write the music, when it comes together the way that it's intended to, it's just so beautiful. And to know that the fact that we can have that same thing, one, if we have the same mind that Christ had, that we can be unified just like that as a body of believers. It said, let nothing be done through strife and vain glory. And in our worship to God, it's not about any of us. It's all about Him. And it says, but in lowliness of mind, esteeming others better than ourselves, uplifting and encouraging one another. That's the mind that Jesus had. When he was here on this earth, he was all about encouraging and uplifting people, trying to help them in any kind of way that he can. And we can have that same attitude and mindset. I'm concerned about you. You know, when we look on our brothers and sisters and maybe it seems like something's bothering them, we can have a genuine concern, can't we? Yes. I'm concerned about, I want to see you encouraged and uplifted. I want to pray that God will bless you. You know, all of us go through trials and tests of life, but we can encourage one another, uplift one another. That's what Jesus did. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. You know, it's not about, I'm not looking at what you have to see what I want. That's not what the scripture says. It's about how can I be an encouragement to you? How can I, in what way can I lift you up? How can I support you? How can I be a help to you? That's what it's all about. And talking about some of these things, esteeming others. We talked about that, esteeming others better, knowing that it's not about God deserves all the glory and all the praise. Yeah. It's not about anything that any one of us does individually. But we can have the same mind. It said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is what the writer has to say about this verse. We're all brethren and sisters in the Lord. We're one body, right? And therefore, let every member feel and labor for the welfare of the whole. We're all in this together. We're all trying to get to heaven. Let's be an encouragement. When we have the mind of Jesus, it's about, let's all get there together. We don't want to see anybody fall by the wayside, so to speak. We don't want to see anybody get discouraged. We want them to come on. We see them a dragon. We want to lift them up. Let's keep on going. Let's be encouraged. The writer says, we're encouraged when we see God using our brothers and our sisters. You know, God has given there so many gifts in the body of Christ. And when we see our brother and our sister exercising the gift that God has given them, it should encourage us. We should say, thank the Lord. I'm praying for you. I pray that God will use you in a great and in a mighty way. You know, that's reciprocated one to another. That's what it's about, having the same mind. I want to see God bless you and use you. And we feel that one for another. We can rejoice when we see one another, when God blesses them and say we see God using them and we see God blessing their lives. We can rejoice in that. And we can be encouraged. Thank the Lord. God is using you. That's a blessing. And again, we can be inspired by that.
And God can bless us, and that can be reciprocated one to another. We recognize God's love and His mercy upon each and every one of us. Because we all have work to do, don't we?
Yes.
Just like when Jesus was here, He had work to do. All of us have work to do. And if we have that same mind, we can encourage each other in our work. Whatever it is, doesn't matter if it's great, doesn't matter if it's small, whatever God has given you to do, do it with all your might.
Amen.
And let's uplift and encourage one another, just like Jesus did. So we're going to look into a few scriptures this morning by the help of the Lord to provide some keys how to put this into practice. How can we make it so that the mind, the same mind that Jesus Christ had, that I can have today? So we're going to look at several scriptures. And I was thinking about, there's whatever you call it. It's a little word phrase, four words grouped together. WWJD. What's that stand for? What would Jesus do? So this morning, I'd like us to look at it a little differently. We're going to do WDJD. What did Jesus do? All right? So by the help of the Lord, we're going to see how we want to have the same mind that He had. Let's look and see what He did, and let's endeavor to do that by the grace of God. It's one thing to know what He would do. It's another thing to do what He did. Right? So may the Lord help us this morning. We're going to begin in Matthew, the 16th chapter, and the 24th verse. Again, all of this related to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Matthew 16 and 24.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples,
If any man will come after me,
let him deny himself
and take up his cross
and follow me.
So one of the keys to having the same mind that Jesus Christ had is going to involve a little bit of denial.
Amen.
Going to have to deny ourselves. We're going to have to, maybe it involves a little bit of sacrifice. It's going to require us to renounce our self-dependence and our own individual pursuits that we may have. You know, sometimes we go through life and we might have specific things that we want to accomplish. But maybe God doesn't want us to accomplish that. So that denial and having the same mind of Christ is, Lord, if that's your desire for me to go after that, and it's not going to hinder what your divine purpose for me is, then, Lord, let it be so. But if it's going to hinder me in my walk with you, Lord, I don't want anything to do with you. And I have to be willing to deny myself in that kind of way. I need to, by the help and grace of God, surrender myself to His will. And that involves not only just my will, it involves my affections. It involves just everything about me. Everything that I do on a daily basis, it involves me submitting and surrendering that to God. It's the mind, the attitude, the will, and the purpose that I have in life. I have to recognize that it's not me anymore. It's about, Lord, what do you want from me? What is your desire? Lord, what is your desire for me? And it requires me to submit and humble myself to what His will was. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What did He do? He was sitting on the right hand of the Father. But He came down on this earth and He submitted Himself to the will of His Father. Remember, He was praying in the garden, even as He got close to the end. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but but thine be done. You know, it's going to take that. It's going to take, I have some plans. I might have some desires, Lord, but whatever they are, I want to conform them to your divine will. Because I know the plans that you have for me are much better than the plans that I have for myself. You know what it requires? It requires some consecration, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's wonderful to be saved. And it's good. And that's the first step. But you know what it takes to have the same mind of Christ? It's going to require sanctification. It's going to require a completely surrendering of everything that I am to God in order to have his mind. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take the infilling and the indwelling of his spirit reigning within me. Because I recognize that of my own mind, of my own accord, I can't have this. I can't have that same mind unless I have his spirit working within me as he desires. So it's going to require some denying of myself as I go through this life. Let's look at Colossians, the second chapter. I'm going to read verses 5 and 6.
Though I be absent in the flesh,
yet I am with you in the spirit.
Joying and beholding your order. And the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
We talked about that. Having God reigning and dwelling within us. That's what it's going to take. And the writer here says here in the sixth verse, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. What does that mean? You know what it says in the Amplified? It says, as ye have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk. And then it breaks it down a little bit. It says to regulate your life and your conduct in yourself in union with and conforming to him.
Amen.
So as I go through just my daily life, I want to have the same mind that Jesus had. I have to conform everything into what his divine will and purpose is.
Yes.
Every aspect of my life, I need to be able to just consent it to him. It's like it's not. It's no longer my will, it's thy will. It's no longer what I want, Lord, it's what you want. That's not to say that we can't have desires, but you know, we just don't want things that's going to hinder our relationship with God.
Amen.
To walk in him is to be rooted in him. And to be, not just walk, to closely walk. You know, it's almost like, you know, you can walk with somebody. You can be walking in the same direction, maybe. You can seem like you're walking together, but, you know, sometimes you can get ahead of one another. But you know, if you have somebody by the hands, then you're more inclined to walk together, aren't you?
Amen.
You know, you got to kind of hold on, because if the one starts going a little fast, they'll pull them back a little bit and they'll slow down. Or if the one is going a little slower, you got to slow down and walk with them. That's walking together.
Yeah.
It's not running ahead and where'd they go? Walk ye in him.
Yeah.
walk with them day by day. It's something that requires, it's a constant connection that's required.
Amen.
You're talking about walking with him. It's something that's constant and consistent.
Amen.
It's a communion. And you know, how do we commune with God? Through prayer, right? So it's about me having, you know, the verse talks about praying without ceasing. It's having a mind and a spirit of prayer as I go throughout the day. My mind and my attitude and my focus is always in one with my Lord and Savior. That's having the same mind. In communion with him through prayer and then receiving the instruction that he gives through his word. That's how we can maintain the same mind. You know, that's the important key there. You know, I can establish that mind, and by the help of the Lord, I can maintain it. And how I maintain it is a consistent, constant life of prayer and communion with God and receiving the instruction that he has through his word. You know, as long as I keep that connection with him, then I'll be able to maintain, by his help and grace and strength, I'll be able to maintain that same mind that he has. You know, maintain is to keep or sustain, is to continue. You know, it's much easier to maintain something than it is to restart it. It's kind of like this. If you started running, it's easier to stay running than to stop and then start back over again. And especially as you get a little older, you find that's the case. Sometimes it's a lot harder to stop. Maybe some of the young children can do it a little bit more easier, but it's easier to keep something going than to start it or to restart and stop over and over again. Another example, you think about this. What is something that is continually going within our bodies? Our heart, right? Our heart is constantly beating all the time. And as long as it continues to beat, everything is fine, right? Unless something comes in and interferes with that, and then you try to have to restart that process. It's much harder then. Right? I'm not a paramedic. I know we have some in here, but that could probably explain it better than me. But it's easier that something that's maintaining, that kept going, rather than trying to restart it up again. So we can be encouraged to, as long as we stay in communion with God through prayer and through his word, that we can help to maintain that same mind that Jesus Christ had. We can have that as well. There's a chorus in the song. It's called In the Garden. And the chorus goes like this. It says, he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other can ever know. You know, that's a wonderful thing that each and every one of us has the privilege of experience. That we can walk, he can walk and talk with us each individually. And you know what? It's how do we keep that same mind? We talked about a little bit this morning in Sunday school about some brothers that responded to God. They had a prayer and a desire to please him. And when God tapped them on the shoulder, they paid attention and they responded and they reacted to him. That's what it's going to take for each and every one of us. We want to walk with him and want to talk with him. When he taps us on the shoulder, we have to respond to him. Draw a little closer to him. Amen. So we have here, deny, and then we got to walk with him. I'll just abbreviate it there. You can write it out in your notes. So we deny ourselves. we walk with our Father. Jesus walked with his Father, so we have to walk with our Father. Let's look at another verse. One of the other keys would be our focus is on spiritual things instead of carnal things. Let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter and the 5th verse.
For they that are after the flesh,
do mind the things of the flesh.
But they that are after the Spirit,
Read verse 6 as well, please.
For to be carnally minded
is death.
But to be spiritually minded
is life and peace. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The Amplified says this: for those who are according to the flesh or are controlled by its unholy desires, sets their minds on and pursuits on things which gratify the flesh. But those that according to the Spirit are controlled by the desires of the Spirit and sets their minds on and seeks those things which gratify the Spirit. So we want to have the same mind of Christ. Where is our focus on carnal things, or is our focus on spiritual things? Hey, I know we have to live in this life, and that's a part of life, but, you know, that we got to keep our priorities in order, don't we? To recognize that I want to be led by the Spirit and not led by my flesh. You know, in the things that I pursue and the things that I go after, I want to make sure that I keep the spiritual things up here and the carnal things down here. A verse of song that we sing, it says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. It takes my hands. It's that 239, that first verse. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. So in other words, Lord, in everything that I do, I want to ensure that I'm being led by your Spirit and not going down a direction, Lord, that's contrary to that. That I'm not leading my own self. I want to make sure that I'm led by you. To be able to maintain the mind, to have the same mind that Jesus had, it's always endeavoring to know and to know that I'm being led by the Spirit. Lord, is this the direction that you want me to go? Is this the path that you want me to take? Lord, what you want me to pursue? And always having that in the forefront and not just, well, I want to do this, I'm going to just go and do it. Lord, I don't want to get out of your will. I want to stay in what your plan and your desire is for me. Another verse, it says, take my will. In that 5th verse, take my will and make it thine. Lord, just take mine completely away, and I just want to have yours. Take thy will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. In other words, Lord, I don't even have a will anymore. My will, Lord, is to do what you want me to do. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It belongs to you anyways. Yeah. It is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It belongs to you. You gave it to me. And I've given it back to you. In order to have that same mind, it's going to require me to have a more of a focus on spiritual things than carnal things. Just put here a spiritual focus. It's going to require me, the verse in Colossians, the 3rd chapter and the 2nd verse, it says, very familiar scripture, where are my affections? Where are my heart ties? Is it tied to this earth, or is it somewhere else? It says, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Again, that doesn't mean that we can't enjoy the things here in this life that God has for us to enjoy. God has many blessings of life for us to have. We are here, but it's just about my main focus. My main purpose is not on these earthly things. My main focus and my affections is set on pursuing the things of God. I can't have an attitude sometimes. You think about it like this. Having the same mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Sometimes you know what people do in life? Maybe they go through difficulty, or maybe they have broken relationships, and they build up walls in life, right? To protect themselves. Maybe circumstances where they've been mistreated or hurt in some kind of way, so they can build up walls to shield and protect themselves to ensure that something like that doesn't happen again. We want to have the mind of Christ. We can't create walls for God. We have to allow Him. We can't allow things that happen naturally to influence spiritual things. We cannot present to God, so we can say, well, it's because of I've been affected by life. And it's affected me in a spiritual way. That's not going to be an excuse. There's not, when we look at our lives and all the things that God has done for us in endeavoring to have that same mind that Jesus had, we look at all the benefits, we look at all the promises, and there is nothing that we can say to say, well, no, this life belongs to me. No, the very life that we have is because of God. So I really owe it to you. I owe you, Lord, to have the same mind that you had. Because you've done much, so much more for me than I could ever imagine. And I really owe it to you. And there's no reason that's going to be valid where we'll be able to say, I had a desire. I wanted to have the same mind. But see, these things were obstacles. And they hindered me. We're not going to be able to say that. Amen. We're not going to be able to have any excuse that's going to be justifiable to say, oh, you get a pass. It's all right. You don't have to have the same mind because of the circumstances of your life. God has done so much for us.
Amen.
All we can say is, yes, Lord. Help me, Lord, to have the same mind that you had as I go through this life. There's an example of one in the Bible that he went through some difficult things in his life, The Apostle Paul, he's a good example. If you want to read about, you know his life. He saw, became Paul, once was a persecutor of Christians, and God saved him to the uttermost and became a powerful force for him. You know that in his lifetime, he faced some things. And there was a period of time in his life where he was uncertain about what was going to happen to him. If you want to read about it, not going to read it this morning for the sake of time, but it's found in Acts, the 20th chapter. You can read about verse 17. He was facing something where he had no idea what the outcome was going to be. He had been ministering, going from city to city, preaching the gospel and encouraging and inspiring souls, and he didn't know what was going to happen to him. He said, I don't know. There's uncertainty. Somebody could be out to get me. I don't know what's going to befall me. I don't know what's coming. But you know where his mind was? He had the mind of Christ. Because in all the uncertainty of his life, he wasn't sure how long he was going to live, or if they was coming after him, what was going to go on. But you know what he had? This was his attitude. This was his mindset. It's found in the 20th chapter of Acts. And the 24th verse. In the midst of all, when we think about our lives, this doesn't even compare to what Paul was going through. That's not to say that in 20, 30 years, we don't know what it's going to be like. But this is, you talk about having the same mind. This was Paul's response in Acts, the 20th chapter, at the 24th verse.
But none of these things move me.
But he said, none of these things move me.
Neither count I my life dear
unto myself.
So that I might finish my course with joy.
And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus
to testify the gospel.
Of the grace of God. You know, he said, you know what? Whatever happens, I'm resigned. Whatever happens, I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to keep going on by the help and by the grace of God. And whatever happens, so be it. I'm not going to be affected by the uncertainty. Maybe there was some whispers going around. Maybe that he heard about. I'm sure he was concerned for his life. But he said, none of these things move me. My mind, I have the same mind of Christ. Lord, if this possible to pass, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. You know, in life, we all strive for and participate in. We have goals sometimes on a daily basis, right? You might wake up and say, you know what? There's a couple things that I want to accomplish today. You know, maybe some maybe be list writers. You might have a list or a to-do list for today. I want to get these things done. You know, sometimes you're successful and sometimes you're not, right? You know, sometimes you run out of day. And all the things maybe that you wanted to do, you couldn't do them. Maybe sometimes you have goals for the month. Maybe you don't verbalize them or write them down, but you mentally maybe have some things that, okay, this is some... Maybe it's based on things that are going on in your life, okay? These are things that I'd like to get accomplished this month. Hey, even sometimes you can have goals for the year, right? Sometimes you have to plan out that way. Maybe you want to make a large purchase. You have to plan it out, right? I'm going to have a goal by this particular time. I'm going to have so much money saved up so that I can... buy whatever you want to buy. That's okay. Maybe you even have goals for your life. you know, this is what I want to accomplish in my life. That's okay. It's okay to have those things. But, you know, the spiritual goal of striving to have the same mind of Christ, that's more important than all of those, everything else. It's more important than all the, this is what I want to accomplish in life, or this month, this week, this day. Having it a daily, Lord, help me to have your mind. Amen. I can wake up each morning and say, we can take it one day at a time. Lord, help me to have your mind today. As I go through my day and everything that's going on, help me to have your mind. And you know, when we have that constant communion, that walking with him, that communion with him, that instruction that we see from his word, then we can have that same, we can have the same mind. We can have the same mind working within us day by day. You know, that's my prayer, my desire, to not only have the mind, but to maintain it. You know, keep it going. So if you're endeavoring by his grace to have that same mind, maintain it. Maintain it on a daily basis. Lord, I want to have your mind today. I want to follow your will today. You know, we each day that, you know, God gives us life and we don't know what we're going to face. But Lord, we can have a mind. Lord, I just want to be in your will. Whatever my day holds, Lord, I want to follow you. The verse says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. These are just some keys maybe that we can apply to us our day. Deny ourselves. Walk with our Father. Be in communion with him. And have our focus more on spiritual things rather than carnal things. You know, there's maybe a lot more that we could come that could come from this, but the thought being, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let's be encouraged, saints. It's my desire to always have the mind of Christ, and not only but I want to have it all the time. In everything that I involve myself in, and everything that I'm doing, I want to have the mind of Christ. I want to be the representative that he would have me to be. I desire your prayers. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.